So we could go and use some of the same channels, even put in the same effort level, the same contacts, but with a different message, you get a different result.
Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Hello, and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. There are a lot of companies out there that think that they have a marketing problem. I mean, you could have a marketing problem, but a lot of the problems that I hear that you think are a marketing problem are actually not marketing problems, but they look like a marketing problem. Wow, how many times can you say marketing? We're off to a good start. I am going to dig in today and tell you why. I often hear things like this: we need more leads, or our marketing isn't working, or, well, we just need to get our name out there more. And sometimes that is true. Like, sometimes you do need more activity, or you need to get your reps in. But a lot of the time, the problem isn't actually your awareness or that your marketing isn't working. A lot of times, what looks like a surface level marketing problem is actually something that is deeper. It's a clarity issue, it's an alignment issue, positioning, value. And if those things aren't solid, there's no amount of marketing or marketing activities that you can sprinkle on top that are going to fix the deeper issues. Marketing can't create demand out of nothing. It's not like, poof, here's your leads. Marketing amplifies what's already there. That's like the definition of marketing. So if what is underneath marketing isn't clear or compelling or really well put together or has really good product market fit, marketing is actually just going to expose those problems faster. And I think that's something that a lot of people don't realize. I see this pattern consistently with clients sometimes, but honestly, I think we do a pretty good job of weeding that out now in our system. But with prospects, with people I talk to and meet that are frustrated and can't figure out why their sales and marketing, their go-to-market motion isn't working, usually the answer isn't more activity. It's something else, and you're just kind of not looking in the right place. Let me give you an example of what this looks like in real life, because maybe that's kind of obscure right now. I had a company come to us a while back, and I'm going to keep this anonymous, but they were a software company, go figure. It was a very, very smart team. They worked really well together, and they were producing real results for their customers. And they came in saying exactly what I just described. Our marketing isn't working and we need help, which is usually a really good position for us to be in, right? We come in, we dig and we diagnose, we understand what should be working better that we can tweak, we understand what's not working that we should kill. So we started digging in, and on the surface, everything looked fine. It even looked good. Like, they had a website, they had content, they had a pretty decent LinkedIn presence, they were doing email, they were kind of checking all of the boxes. Sometimes I even look at these companies and I'm like, do they need our help? But it always turns out that something's not right, right? When I actually read what they were saying, and when I looked at how they described themselves and how they talked about their value, I couldn't actually tell you what they were doing. I could tell the category and I could tell the industry, but I couldn't tell you why someone should care, what exact problems they were solving, what the motivation was, like, what's the emotional level that they were talking to people on. And the thing is, the company looked awesome. The website looked super professional And the problem wasn't really the work that they were doing, but the problem was the way that they were talking about it. It didn't match the value that they were creating within their industry and for their customers. They were broad and generic, and they were trying to appeal to everyone. And you all know, I've said this how many times, when you try to appeal to everyone, you talk to no one. And that is a huge mistake that I see people make over and over and over again. So it can be a hard sell in this situation, but we didn't just do more marketing. It wasn't like, okay, let's spin up some campaigns and let's get some leads because you guys are already in a really good place. And sometimes that is where you start with these companies that look advanced. But we had to sit down and completely redo the foundation and get more specific about who they were for, the problem they actually solved, and what really differentiated them and what actually changed in the life of the customer when they worked with them. What made them not look like every single other competitor? Because the words that they were using were exactly the same terms that were splashed across every other competitor's website. And therefore, you would have no clue why you should work with their company or why you should buy their platform instead of their competitors who actually were cheaper. So we could go and use some of the same channels, even put in the same effort level, the same contacts, but with a different message, you get a different result. So if you compare that to a different situation, I've also worked with companies where messaging is clear and they had great positioning and they knew the market and they knew the problems they were solving like the back of their hand, like they were super dialed in, but they were just doing a terrible job of getting the word out there. This is also a really common mistake. You are agonizing and waiting for perfection so you can't get your reps in because everything has to be like 110% picture perfect instead of getting it 90, 95% there and getting your reps in, right? Learning and iterating. This company or these companies, I've seen this lots of times, you have to show up more often in more places and with more consistency. And in these cases, the answer actually is a marketing problem. And in these cases, the challenge actually is a marketing problem, and the solution is more marketing activity and a better executed marketing plan. But from what I've seen, that's actually the rare case. And usually the problem is deeper. It's much more rare than people think. And I think that that's one of the reasons that people churn through agencies so often. So many times people come to us and they're like, we fired this agency. And then we had this CMO and she brought in her agency and then we fired all of them and we just gutted our entire marketing team because that wasn't working. And it's like, whoa, that situation actually used to really scare me because, I mean, if the last four resources got fired, why wouldn't we? Marketing is a super easy job to get fired from. Now I see it as a really interesting and exciting challenge because I think that we can come in and look at the problem in a different way. And I guess if we get fired, then we failed. And, you know, maybe there is some kind of deeper problem going on there, but heck, it's a challenge I'm willing to take on, right? So I want to get to why this happens so often and what you can do about it. I think companies default to we need more activity because activity feels productive, just like when you're busy, it feels productive, but busy doesn't always equal forward motion. Like posting on LinkedIn or publishing a bunch of blogs or, you know, trying a new channel, those are real tangible things that you can point to and say, like, yeah, we're working. And clarity work and redoing messaging and updating your website, it doesn't really work like that, right? You're not just like checking a box and publishing stuff. It's not tangible things. You're doing interviews, you're doing kind of it's exciting work to me, but to the CEO, it might be kind of boring work because it's not generating leads. And I think it's scary work because it might mean that a lot of your foundation has to be updated. And this goes for problems that are deeper than marketing too. Like you might have a positioning problem or you might not understand your messaging, but you, all the way back to the beginning, you might have a product market fit problem. And that's a much deeper issue that companies don't want to look at. So they skip examining the issues and they jump straight to execution. And then they wonder why marketing execution isn't working. But remember, marketing shines a spotlight on what's there, whether what's there is good or it's not. So if this is resonating with you, if this is a situation that you've been in before, if your marketing feels like it's not translating or it's concretely not translating, there are four things that I would probably look at if I were you before you go about, you know, like ripping apart your channels and updating all of your campaigns.
All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it. I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn.
The first thing is looking at the problem that you solve. Is it actually clear? And not like I've been working in this company and seems clear to me, but is it clear and specific enough? Is it compelling? Does it create urgency? I think a lot of companies describe their work in a way that sounds good and makes sense, but it doesn't make somebody feel like, oh, I do need to deal with this right now. It's not like, yeah, I feel that pain. Saying things that are like, that's nice, or that's clear, but it's like, what does it actually mean? And who's it for? When the problem feels vague, the solution is optional. And optional things get put off. So make sure your problem is really tight, concrete, immediate. That is usually the first thing to unlock. And then the second thing that I think you should look at is your value and your value story. So your value story isn't what you do. It's what you do. Say that 10 times fast. Changes for the customer. So if I'm a marketing agency, there's a huge difference between we run paid ads, which is something that we do, and you stop wasting budget on channels that aren't converting and start seeing pipeline and results that you can actually trace. That is a tangible result, and it is making a tangible change for the customer. One is an activity. It's almost like if you're a tech company, you're focusing on a feature, and one is an actual description of an outcome. And you can see how it would change the life of our buyer. Stop wasting budget on channels that aren't converting. Great. Marketing managers historically majorly struggle with that. It's hard to manage budgets. Agencies never treat your money like it's their own. And it's really easy to blow money. And it's also really easy to dump money into paid channels that aren't converting because no one's watching it. If someone has to work to figure out what's different after working with you, like what got easier about their lives, what you improved, they're not going to do it. They're just going to move on and be like, well, that was dumb. That didn't work. So make sure that you create that clarity for them. The third thing that you should be looking at is trust. And I'm not saying that you need to go out there and say, trust me, we're trustworthy. A lot of companies want to do that, but you actually have to build the trust over time. You can have a clear problem and a really strong product or service, but if people don't feel confident that you actually understand them on a like personal level and that you can actually deliver, they're not going to work with you. They're not going to buy from you. They're not going to move. And trust isn't built, again, through saying, trust us. people trust us is not built through testimonials or even just videos. Testimonials help and videos of your customers help, but that's not the whole picture. It's built through how you communicate, through consistency, how well the message reflects what your customer is actually dealing with on a day-to-day basis and how well, again, you understand them on that personal level. I want people to listen to my podcast and to read my stuff on LinkedIn and to go to my website and go to Excelity's website and be like, these people just get it. And when you listen to this podcast, I want you to be like peering into my brain and my soul, because you are. You're often just getting a rundown ramble of all the things that I've been thinking about lately. You could probably piece together all of the 300 some episodes of this podcast and just know about all of the things that I've been thinking about since 2021, or many of them, all of the themes. And if we are on a similar wavelength, well, then maybe I get you. And that is me working to earn trust from you, right? And that's what you have to do with your buyer. Okay, I know this is getting long. The fourth point is focus. And that is hard. That is hard for companies because it requires saying no, and half of the world has shiny object syndrome, I swear. A lot of businesses are just trying to talk to too many people about too many things, and then there's so many advancements every day. Ooh, look, a new channel. Ooh, look, AI is doing 75 new things. Maybe we should be doing this and this and this. We can't. We don't need to work with every persona and every industry and be on every social channel and be catering to every single AI platform and. When that happens, your effort and your message gets diluted. When you're not speaking specifically to your specific buyers or your industries that you've had success in, everyone gets a watered down version of you, basically, of your product or service, and a watered down version of what you should be saying if you just bucked up and picked a lane. So instead of trying to expand your reach, set some boundaries. It really is more effective to be narrow, even if it feels restrictive when you do it. Clear is kind. So be clear about the problems that you solve, who you're for and who you're not for, even if it feels like you're excluding people. Specificity is good. It is magnetic. It brings people to you, and vagueness is bad. It repels. When you look at all of this together, I think the pattern is pretty simple. Most marketing problems really aren't, they're not activity problems. They're not lead problems. They're more clarity and alignment problems. And once you fix them, marketing works a lot better, almost like magic. Marketing isn't magic, but it can be when you get these foundations right. You don't need to completely overhaul everything that you're doing to work on improving your message, your value story, and to stay focused and set boundaries. So before you go and spend on more campaigns or hire another agency or fire another CMO, or my God, please don't do that. Ask yourself, if your best customer described what problem you solve for them, what would they say? Is it something specific? Is it vague? Would they communicate in the same way that you're saying it on their website, or would they describe it completely differently? How is your sales team out there talking about the company? Are they speaking in the same way? Is everyone rowing in the same direction? Because if not, you're probably going in circles. You're not moving forward. All right, that is it for today. Thanks for hanging in there with me. But I think that it hopefully was very valuable for you. If you did get value today, shoot me a DM, post this on social, make sure you tag me, or send this podcast to at least one person that needs to hear it and that you think could learn from the things that we talk about here. Reminder, that is the only way that we grow this podcast. And I will talk to you next time. Thank you so much.